What's cracking?
Michael Maguire will remain as the coach of the West Tigers. A board meeting was meant to take place tonight, and then we heard that the decision was being delayed. And then this afternoon at 2:15, the West Tigers have released a statement saying that following their thorough annual review, West Tigers have confirmed that Michael Maguire will remain in his position as head coach.
Well, well, well. I did not see this one coming. Just as he was giving his last meal, he's got a stay of execution. And I've got to say I'm happy about it. I've got to say that I'm happy about it because I think given what's happened in the last 18 months as far as COVID goes and the big black cloud that's hung over the code, some things that we take for face value aren't quite what they seem. I know that Madge Maguire is an intense type of character who comes across sometimes as a little bit angry and cranky, but the cold hard facts is he's a good rugby league coach and he needs to change his ways. And I think this review will probably point towards that, Liam.
They've also said that some other structural and procedural changes have been confirmed. We don't know what those are, but MG, if you had to have a guess.
Yeah, if I had to surmise what they were, I would say that he's got to probably go through certain channels if he wants to recruit players.
Tim Sheens.
Mm-hmm. He's also got to go through certain channels on selection of rugby league teams.
Tim Sheens.
There we go.
And that makes sense. And that's
why get Tim Sheens involved if you're not going to let him have a say in what the team looks like?
And we're hypothesising here. We're going off the details that have been released by the West Tigers here. We know that Tim Sheens is coming into the club. We know that he's going to basically be in charge of the football department. And then I read something the other day that his role is going to expand to a coaching director position as well.
Yeah.
Now, you would imagine if Tim Sheens has been involved in this review, he's given the okay for Madge to stay on.
And that's the most important thing about this whole review. I think the fact that what you just said then, Tim Sheens would have ticked off on the fact that he wants Madge Maguire as coach because he thinks he can work with him.
Which means that Tim Sheens is the power broker at the West Tigers.
And big time.
Why wouldn't he be when this is a man with such pedigree at the club? I know that NRL types don't often like AFL comparisons. But for West Tigers fans listening out there, I point you to Damien Hardwick and the Richmond Tigers, and this year Simon Goodwin and the Melbourne Demons. These are two coaches that were basically Madge Maguire. They were on their way out. There was football reviews happening, and they were packing their bags, headed for the door. Yep. They were kept on, and there were structural changes made around them. Damien Hardwick is now a three-time premiership coach, and this weekend Simon Goodwin is coaching off for a grand final for his first premiership as coach of the Melbourne Demons. So this sort of thing can work if you get those changes around the senior coach right.
Yeah, and that's what I was alluding to at the top of this chat about. I'm happy about it because I'm sick of seeing players and coaches punted to the curb the first little taste of adversity. Like, you've got to fight through it. You know, Madge is in for the fight. Obviously, Lee Hadjipatalis and the board are in for the fight, so let them fight. Let them fight. There's only one way they can go, and they need to start signing a couple of players. And maybe if Tim Sheens gets here sooner rather than later, them signings might happen.
Well, now this is the domino effect that Brent Reed has hinted at could happen. Once this was formalised and finalised, now it becomes a case of, right, well, who can they get through the door? And the two names that Reedy has mentioned to us previously are Tarek Sims and Adam Elliott. These are two experienced, high-quality forwards that would instantly improve that best 17, MG, at the club.
Big time. Oh, yeah, big time. Look, Paul Vaughan would have been another one, but he signed with the Doggies. Tarek Sims is all about it. He's a culture man. He could bring culture to this club. He's never been in trouble off the field. He's an Origin player who arguably played his best series this year and then was told by the Dragons that he wasn't wanted. That's in the most bizarre move in this season, I would say. But someone's displeasure is going to be someone's pleasure. And yeah. I think it could be, hopefully the Tigers sign Tarek Sims.
Well, this is it. Madge Maguire staying on as the coach of the West Tigers for season 2022. I would imagine it means he will see out his full, because don't forget, 2022 and 2023, those are the two seasons that he extended for at the end of 2020.
And clubs are doing it hard at the moment. Clubs without having home games at their grounds, they can't just afford to say to a coach, there's a $1.2 million payout.
Reported $800,000 payout.
There's an $800. You can't afford it, unfortunately. Fortunately, because that's probably stemmed the flow of sacking coaches as quick as they did in a couple of years ago on that coaching merry-go-round we saw.
Well, from a selfish perspective, we're happy at the rush hour because we love Madge when he comes on the show. He's candid, he's honest, and he's available, which is all we can ever ask of the clubs and their players and their coaches.
Let's try and get him on this week. Let's try and get a chat with him this week.
Producer Charlie, reach out. We'll see if we can't get Madge on for a bit of a chat. Big news. Congratulations to Madge. Congratulations to the West Tigers. He will be the man leading you into season 2022.